This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for Part 2 of the show. Today we're having our Thanksgiving dinner, musically of course, so that means lots of songs about food and dining and giving thanks as well. And also today we're playing the biggest hits from this weekend in November of 1940. And back on Halloween night here in our spotlight year, it was the opening night of the Palladium in Los Angeles. 50 spotlights swept the skies and a parade of limousines dropped off the stars. And the place was packed, over 8,000 people jammed in. And it was Tommy Dorsey's trombone that heralded the opening. Helping Tommy with the ribbon-cutting ceremony was Dorothy L'Amour. The Palladium on Sunset Boulevard was the vision of producer Maury Cohen, who wanted to create the world's largest dining and dancing palace. It had a 12,000-square-foot oval-shaped dance floor with a balcony that ran the length of each side. The press called it the Temple of the Terpsichore and Everybody's Nightclub. And it was appropriate that Tommy Dorsey helped open the festivities. He's got one of the hottest bands around. He has a pair of records in the top 10 this week, including this one at number 5, featuring Frank Sinatra, Our Love Affair. First year it's been for Frank Sinatra with Tommy Dorsey. A dozen of his recordings with the band hit the charts this year. And that one, Our Love Affair, was at its peak of number 5 on the Billboard survey this weekend 79 years ago. And the song was featured in the film Strike Up the Band. And speaking of the movies, let's see what Hollywood was giving us this weekend in 1940. Well, we begin with a couple of cartoons, and there's Poop Deck Pappy as Popeye the Sailor tries to keep up with his 99-year-old dad who wants to go out and have fun at night. There's Goodnight Elmer. Elmer Fudd can't get to sleep. And the latest from the Stooges is Cuckoo Cavaliers. The boys transition from being fish salesmen to running a beauty salon.
I want you to meet Juanita, Conchita, Pepita, and Rosita.
They must be hungry. They all end in Ita.
I'll
don't get it.
Well, new from the serials, there's Three Men from Texas. William Boyd as Hopalong Cassidy with his new sidekick, California Carson, played by Andy Clyde. And Penny Singleton's back in Blondie Plays Cupid, along with Arthur Lake. And for the main features, there's Newt Rockne, All-American, with Pat O'Brien, Gail Page, and Ronald Reagan.
Rock, someday when the team's up against it, the brakes are beating the boys, ask them to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
Well, also at the movies was the very first talking picture from Charlie Chaplin, The Great Dictator. John Ford and his troop was back with The Long Voyage Home. The Duke, Thomas Mitchell, Ian Hunter, Barry Fitzgerald, Ward Bond. East of the River has John Garfield and Brenda Marshall. There's Escape with Norma Shearer and Robert Taylor. Arise, My Love teams up Claudette Colbert and Ray Milland. And for Adventure, The Mark of Zorro.
Madre de Dios. The Mark of Zorro.
Mm-hmm. He came here one night. He threatened my life and left that.
I should be petrified. He's mad, of course. Quite mad.
You think so?
Oh, of course. There was a case in Madrid, almost identical. This fellow's mark was a cross. He was a madman, cunning beyond belief. They always are. He killed 40 people, slit their throats from ear to ear. Warned them first, you know, and then...
Santa Maria.
Oh, it's a pity your sense of duty keeps you here, Excellency. Frightful risk.
Sense of duty. Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
And for the musicals, the animated film from Disney, Fantasia. The aforementioned Strike Up the Band with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland, also Paul Whiteman's orchestra. A Lot of Laughs and One Night in the Tropics, Abbott and Costello make their first screen appearance in that one. It also features Alan Jones, Nancy Kelly, and Robert Cummings. There's Bittersweet with Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald. Melody Ranch has Gene Autry, Jimmy Durante, and Ann Miller. And we also mentioned Down Argentine Way with Don Ameche and Betty Grable. And along with the title song becoming a hit, this one did as well. Two Dreams Met, played here by the Mitchell Ayers Orchestra with vocals by Marianne Mercer.
The dreams winked their eyes and departed.
They knew that their work was done, for two lonely hearts were one.
Milwaukee, that's Mitchell Ayers. We'd get to know him best as the orchestra leader for Perry Como. But before that, Mitch was a violinist with Abe Lyman and Little Jack Little's bands, and then he formed his own orchestra, Mitchell Ayers and His Fashions in Music. And 1940 really was their biggest year. They had a number one hit back in the summer with Make Believe Island. And there, with his girl singer, Marianne Mercer, two dreams met. Featured in the motion picture Down Argentine Way, that would make it to number 9 on your hit parade. And now, we're back to the countdown from this week in 1940, resuming at number 4. Here are the Ink Spots.
We three, we're all alone, living in a memory. My echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we're not a crowd, we're not even company. My echo, my shadow, and me. What good is the moonlight, the silvery moonlight that shines above? I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where is the one I love? We three will wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, and me.
We three, we're all alone. Seem like we're living in a memory. That's my echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we ain't no crowd. Fact is, we ain't even company. That's my echo, my shadow, and me. You know, I've been wondering, what good is the moonlight, that silvery moonlight that shines way, way up above? Yeah, I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where is that gal that I love?
Wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, and me.
Out of Indianapolis, the Ink Spots with their lead tenor Bill Kenny, second tenor Deke Watson, Charlie Fuqua the baritone, and Hoppy Jones sang bass. And that was We Three, song number 4 on the Billboard bestsellers chart on this day in 1940. It would inch one spot higher on that countdown to number 3, and it would make the top of your hit parade. Well, we've gone back 85 years on today's show, and again, the war in Europe is the biggest headline maker. Of course, the U.S. isn't officially involved, but we are making a stand with our actions. We struck a deal with Great Britain back in September. As 50 U.S. destroyers needed for escort work were transferred to Great Britain, we got 99-year leases on British bases in the North Atlantic, West Indies, and Bermuda. We've also imposed a total embargo on all scrap metal shipments to Japan. That came a day after the Japanese signed the Tripartite Pact with Italy and Germany. Speaking of the Italians, on October 28th, they invaded Greece. They met strong resistance from the Grecian troops and the civilians. The Brits are helping out there with air support and money, and troops have arrived on the Greek islands. Meanwhile, the British Royal Navy launched the first aircraft carrier strike in history on the Italian fleet at Taranto. It became apparent during the battle that the weakness in the Italian naval policy was that it went for super-fast battleships that had thin skins. They were to raid and run, never to stand and fight. And this weekend, the British had them boxed in. Meanwhile, the Soviet Union is taking proposals from all suitors, mainly Britain and Germany. Both want the Russians on their side. Britain has promised the Russians that they won't be attacked if they don't join the Axis. Joseph Stalin responded by sending his man, Premier Molotov, to Berlin to be wined and dined and wooed by Hitler and his men, ostensibly looking for the best deal. And that was news from the war here in November of 1940. And we resume our climb to number one on the countdown this week. And at number three, the second entry from the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Ray Eberle. This is Blueberry Hill. Popular big band in America here in 1940, Glenn Miller and the Orchestra. They had a huge year with seven number ones, and that one, Blueberry Hill, just missed out. With Bob Eberle on the vocals, it peaked at number two, and this weekend in 1940, it was sitting at number three. An 85-year-old memory for this Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we're having our Thanksgiving dinner. And you may think you know the story of the first Thanksgiving, but you really don't. Stan Freeberg's here to enlighten us.
November 1621. By now, the white man has arrived in great numbers, not only at Miami, but at Jamestown, at Plymouth, and at Salem, Massachusetts. The Puritans have established a thriving colony, enjoying all the social and cultural refinements of a modern society.
Hiya, Harv. Who are you taking to the witch burning Saturday night?
Prudence Adams. Who are you taking to the Rotary Club luncheon?
I haven't got a date yet, but I hear it's going to be quite a spread.
Well, Mayor Pennypacker, how's it look for re-election?
Great, great, great. Never looked better.
Yeah, what about the Indian vote?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you're not too popular with the Indians. They could lose you the election.
That's possible.
Well, they outnumber us.
Well, that's the trouble. You give them an inch and they take over.
But, Mayor, they were here before we were. We moved in on them.
So we did. Well, there's just something about them. They wear funny shoes. They don't even have buckles on them.
Be that as it may, election is Friday. You better make some gesture this week.
Like what?
Well, how about if you make a concession and pick an Indian as a running mate? You'd be sure to carry the Indian block.
What? Anything happened to me, you'd have a mayor that wasn't a Puritan. He'd probably take orders directly from Chief Powhatan.
Yeah.
Say, I got it. The big luncheon tomorrow, the one under the trees.
What about it?
We'll ask an Indian. That'll impress the rest of them.
We could even announce you're going to put one in your cabinet.
No need to go that far. Just have one to lunch.
It'll be great press.
Mayor Pennypacker comes out for equality. Justice. Votes. What a slogan. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Show him we're a regular bunch this week. Show him we're as liberal as can be. Let him know he's almost as good as we. Make a feathered friend feel fed this week. Overlook the fact he's red this week. Let him share our Quaker oats, 'cause he's useful when he votes. Take an Indian to lunch.
2, 4, 6, 8, who do we tolerate? Indians, Indians, rah, rah, rah. Take an Indian to lunch this week. Let him sit right down and munch this week.
Let's give in and all do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure we don't make a habit of it. Take an Indian to dine this week. Show him we don't draw the line this week. We know everyone can't be as American as we. After all, we came over on the Mayflower. Take an Indian, not a wooden Indian, but a real life Indian to lunch.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I...
And all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they looked so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
There's Stan Freberg from his album The History of the United States of America, Part 1, and Take an Indian to Lunch. Hey, I'm going to squeeze in another comedy bit about Thanksgiving. This is from The Tonight Show, the night before Thanksgiving, 1979. It's Johnny with Doc.
Well, we're having a...
didn't answer the question.
What, are we having turkey?
Yes.
No, I don't help. I don't know about that stuff.
Be careful. Those turkeys, they'll get you.
I couldn't go out. You know, in the Midwest, it's seriously enough, and when you grow up out there, I could never go out. And some of the kids would have to get a pet turkey. And at the end of the year, you get attached, and you can't go out.
A pet turkey?
A pet. A pet, you know, they're not...
I mean, you know...
They're not very nice birds to begin with. Turkeys are not your...
They're terrible-looking things.
They're terrible-looking, they're noisy as hell, and they're mean birds.
They are.
But kids would get him, you know. Now you got to go out there and kill him. I couldn't do that.
They deserve it.
What?
They deserve it. Anything that ugly should die. You know. As you can see, I'm not too crazy about Thanksgiving.
You don't go out.
Johnny Carson and Doc Severinsen from The Tonight Show, November 22nd, 1979. It is our musical Thanksgiving dinner today, so scoot on up to the table and join Corey Jameson for some bread and gravy.
Bread and gravy, lots of bread and gravy, beans and bacon, lots of beans and bacon. No more fretting since I'm getting lots of bread and gravy all the time. Friends and money, lots of friends and money. No more rambling, I'm through with scrambling. I keep up with the Joneses all the time. Got no reason to be swell, and my clothes all fit me well, and I wear a nice ring. I'm as free as I can. No bad news now, no more blues now. Lots of bread and gravy all the time.
There's Corey Jameson from her 1997 album, Here's to Hoagie. Of course, Hoagie Carmichael. Bread and gravy. And now June Christie serves dessert.
Shoo, fly by an apple band. Thought he makes your eyes light up. Your thumb is here, hobby. Shoo, fly by an apple band. Thought he, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Shoo, fly, fly, an apple band. Thought he makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy. Shoo, fly, fly, an apple band. Thought he, I'll never get enough of that wonderful star. Mama, when you big, mama, I don't want cake. Mama, for my sake, go to the oven and make some everloving. Shoo, fly, fly, an apple band. Daddy makes your eyes light up. You come, you say, howdy. Shoo, fly, fly, an apple band. Daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful star. An apple band, daddy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Shoo, shoo, fly, fly. Shoo, shoo, fly, fly. Shoo, shoo, fly, fly. An apple band. Pam Dowdy. I never get enough of that wonderful star. Fly by, fly by, and Apple Pam Dowdy.
From 1946, June Christie with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, Shoo Fly Pie. As we're getting a full belly in our Thanksgiving dinner, on today's Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, we've turned that calendar back 85 years to November of 1940. And just two songs remain on our survey of the most popular records from that weekend, as ranked by the Billboard Retail Sales Chart. And here's the runner-up tune, once again, The Ink Spots.
When you are all alone, maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will you do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again, and maybe I'll say maybe. Maybe you think of me when you are all alone. Maybe the one who is waiting for you will prove untrue. Then what will I do? Maybe you'll sit and sigh, wishing that I were near. Then maybe you'll ask me to come back again. And maybe I'll say maybe.
Well, back in 1940, every label would record their own version of a song. And Maybe was no exception. On Bluebird, it was done by Dinah Shore. Victor gave it to Sammy Kaye. Gene Krupa did it on OK Records. Bob Chester on Bluebird. And for Decca, it was The Ink Spots. And they had it at number 2 this weekend, and that's where it would stay for 6 weeks and never make it to number 1. Well, we'll find out what kept it from that top spot a little bit later. But right now, it is sports time from this weekend in 1940. Football in the NFL. Sammy Baugh's Redskins won their first 7 games of the season, but they had dropped 2 of their last 3, including to the Giants this weekend, 21-7. But they held a 1-game lead over the Brooklyn Dodgers in the Eastern Division. Meanwhile, in the West, the Bears were up 1 game on the Packers. Chicago took out the Cleveland Rams 47-25. The Bears and Skins would go on to win their divisions and meet in the championship on December 8th. And that was the legendary title game where Chicago won it 73-0. The Bears had 8 interceptions in that game, returning 3 for touchdowns. In college football, Minnesota became the first school in 5 years of the Associated Press poll to win the championship for a second time. The Gophers won the pivotal game of the year against Michigan for the Little Brown Jug, stopping Tom Harmon and the visiting Wolverines 7-6 in the mud earlier in November. Now, Harmon ran wild against everyone else, including California in the season opener. He had 5 TDs on the day, a 96-yard kickoff return, 72-yard punt return, pass for a touchdown, had an 8-yard scoring run, and a gallop of 86 yards. And at the end of that, a Cal fan came out of the bleachers and tried to tackle him before he got in the end zone. Harmon eluded the 12th man. He led the nation in scoring and all-purpose running and swept the postseason Player of the Year awards. And in the South, Tennessee turned in its third consecutive 10-0 regular season under coach Bob Nealon. And in boxing, the heavyweight champ is Joe Louis. Light heavyweight is vacant with the retirement of Billy Kahn. Tony Zale has the middleweight crown. Fritzy Zivich has the welterweight belt. And it's Lou Jenkins, the lightweight champ. That's a run through sports from this weekend in 1940.
If there's one time when duds, those useless slow-action elements in gasoline, show their true colors, it's when you want a quick start on a cold day. For those deadly duds fail to vaporize in the carburetor. Hold back the power of those few ounces of chilled gasoline and have a big enough job to do without having duds make it harder. The result? You don't start fast. Your battery suffers and you waste fuel. But remember, there are no duds in Fire Chief. In Fire Chief, you're getting only the fast action elements that vaporize instantly, give flashing starts, quick pickups. So next time, try a Texaco dealer and famous Fire Chief. There's not a dud in the tank full.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer, for Texaco Fire Chief. Hey, no dud here as we give you another bonus play from this week in 1940. One that's not on the chart right now, but in a couple of weeks it will be, and will become one of the most popular records of all time. Here's the Artie Shaw Orchestra, Frenesy. Shaw and the Orchestra and Frenesy. Now, as I mentioned, it was not on the chart this week in 1940, but it had been earlier. It was released in March, but didn't make the survey until late July. It did crack the top 10 for a couple of weeks during the summer, and it looked like that would be it. But all of a sudden, here in November, the song's got its second wind, thanks to a lot of play on the radio, and it is catching fire. Within a few weeks, it'll be at number one on the Billboard chart, and it'll stay there for 13 weeks. I can only guess about the lengthy ascent was because Artie had been away from music for a while. He had just quit and gone to Mexico. So when he returned, he had to reform his orchestra, which he did, and included a string section. So maybe it just took time for the public to get acclimated to the new Shaw sound. And boy, did it catch on. The orchestra post-Mexican sabbatical was one of the top bands of the era. Reportedly, Artie was earning $30,000 a week. That's 1940 money. That's more than $500,000 today. Frenesy by the Artie Shaw Orchestra, part of the soundtrack of November 1940, being played again today on Seems Like Old Times. We finished the main course and now we're heading for dessert on today's Thanksgiving edition of Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let me remind you about the website, oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our schedule of upcoming programs, the great stations that carry this show, and then if you'd like to hear it again, go to the Listen Now page. There we have previous shows that you can hear on demand. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and send me your emails, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. To see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all, 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
It's Bing Crosby with Brother Bob's Orchestra, I've Got Plenty to Be Thankful For, an Irving Berlin composition from the motion picture Holiday Inn. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours from all of us right here at Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this week in our spotlight year 1940. And this weekend, while we're not involved in the war in Europe, wink wink, it sure looks like we're preparing for it. The U.S. Army's 45th Infantry Division, which covered the Southwest, was activated and ordered into federal service for a year, and they began training at Fort Sill in Lawton, Oklahoma. Also, through last week, 14,000 reservists have been called to duty. Most of them were put into regular Army outfits right away, replacing professionals promoted to higher commands or assigned to special administrative work. In January, 30,000 more would be called to the colors, and by June, Chief of Staff George Marshall hopes to have more than 1 million men in uniform. Some American men will be ordered to serve. President Roosevelt signed the Selective Training and Service Act, creating the first peacetime draft in American history. 16 million men were registered, and on October 29th, the first lottery was held.
The first number drawn by the Secretary of War is serial number 158.
President Roosevelt reading the first number drawn by Secretary of War Henry Stimson. And those who had number 158 at their local draft board were now number 1. And speaking of number 1, holding that position on the Billboard sales chart this week in 1940 was held by the singer you just heard a couple of moments ago, Bing Crosby. It was a song from his latest film, which he starred with Mary Martin, Rhythm on the River. Accompanied by the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, this is Only Forever.
Do I want to be with you as the years come and go? Only forever, if you care to know. Would I grant all your wishes and be proud of the task? Only forever, if someone should ask. How long would it take me to be near if you beckon? Offhand I would figure less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you looked when you smiled? Only forever, that's putting it mild. Take me to be near if you beckon. Offhand I would figure less than a second. Do you think I'll remember how you looked when you smiled? Only forever, that's putting it mild.
Only Forever, that's Bing Crosby with the John Scott Trotter Orchestra, a song from the movie Rhythm on the River. It's his third number one of the year, and his 25th of all time, and it turned out to be one of his most successful chart-performing singles. It spent 9 weeks at number one on the Billboard sales chart, and it was there this weekend in 1940. Well, that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll look forward to having you back again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.